Therefore, we represent a credit crisis as a shift to the left of the supply of loanable funds curve. How does this affect the interest rate? We know that from the supply and demand analysis that a leftward shift in supply results in a new equilibrium defined by the intersection of the new supply curve and existing demand curve. In our graph, this is the intersection between S2 and D1. The new equilibrium interest rate is 15%, and the new equilibrium quantity demanded is $200 million. Note that this new interest rate, 15%, is greater than the old interest rate, 12%. The equilibrium quantity of loanable funds also changes with the shift of the supply curve. Again, focusing on our graph, we see that the equilibrium quantity of loanable funds declines from $240 million to $200 million. We conclude that a credit crisis will increase the interest rate and decrease the equilibrium quantity of loanable funds in the market.